With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaver-Rank. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau used his trip to southwestern Ontario yesterday to reinforce his party's commitment to the electric vehicle industry. He ended his visit to Windsor with a tour of the under-construction EV battery plant.
We're going to continue to make these investments because we know that bringing in good jobs, creating a stronger, sustainable future is all about building a better future for Windsorites.
Trudeau was given an update on the construction. He also got a demonstration of the production process. The plant is on track to open sometime this summer. Dog owners in Chatham-Kent have only a few more weeks to purchase their annual dog tags to avoid a late fee or a costly fine. The deadline to purchase a municipal dog tag is March 31st. After that, a late fee of $10 will apply. Owners of dogs without tags could face a $240 fine. The money that's raised from the dog tags will help to offset the cost of the local animal shelter operations, animal control, and adoption services for pets. Canada Post is marking next month's total solar eclipse with a new stamp. That design was unveiled yesterday. It shows the sun in total eclipse, along with a line showing where the path will cross through southwestern Ontario. And you could see the price of chocolate bars going up in the next little while. The Toronto Star says cocoa futures are up more than 75% since the start of the year, with analysts blaming weather issues and crop disease in the West African cocoa belt. Some of the biggest chocolate makers, including Hershey, have already signaled they'll be hiking their prices in response to that higher cost. The Chatham Maroons won another close game against LaSalle to tie up their first-round playoff series at 2 games apiece. The Maroons scored the game winner in the third period en route to a 2-1 win. Game 5 is set for Saturday night in LaSalle. In the PJHL playoffs, Blenheim's down 2-0 in their series against Essex after a 5-2 loss to the 73s. In the OHL, the Windsor Spitfires lost 5-1 to Guelph. Austin Matthews scored his 55th goal this season for the Leafs as Toronto beat Philadelphia 6-2. Meantime, the Red Wings' struggles continue. They lost 4-1 to Arizona. Montreal fell 2-1 in overtime to Boston. And in spring training, the Blue Jays beat the Twins 5-1, while the Tigers shut out the Yankees 1-0. Cloudy today with a high of 10 Celsius. Mainly cloudy tonight, low 0. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow. A chance of showers in the afternoon and a high of 11. I'm Matt Weaver-Rank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.